Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Hey, Stoke, it's your best friend. He's on line one.
Oh, my best friend. I knew you would call in. What's up, buddy?
Hey, I'm calling back. Don't ever cut off Cecil like that. Cecil knows what's going on. I mean, going back to predicting C.J. Anderson's going to be the Broncos running back, the guy can predict the future. Don't ever cut off Cecil like that.
Well, we got to have a priority here just because I can only get you on once a year, and we get Cecil on, you know, three or four times a week. So, you finally called in. It's got to be something major, right?
It's got to be Stokely getting inducted into the Louisiana Hall of Fame.
That's it.
My brother retiring. It's got to be a monumental event, right? That's really the only reason.
That's the only time you ever come on. That's the only time you call me. That's the only time we talk. Hey, give us your thoughts.
I mean, Stokely, those coaches that like to talk every single day, right? They give you a speech every single day. Finally, they get to Sunday and they give you another speech and you sort of drown what they're saying out, right? I mean, I try to keep things fresh, right? If I come on every day, nobody's going to listen, right? When I come on, I try to have something to say.
That's the plan.
I think once a year, you know, is a solid plan.
I think in 2020, let's go for, I don't know, three or four. Let's go quarterly. How about that? Let's compromise. Hey, Peyton, I know you're getting, you're busy, and Eli, you know, the news coming down that he's retiring. First of all, just what are your thoughts when you look back on your brother's career, and what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of your playing, you know, as a player or somebody that you're close to is playing, you really don't look back and reflect, you know, what happened in the past. But once they retire, that's what I do. You know, that's the time to look back. That's what I did for my career, and that's what I've done these past few days on Eli. Thinking back to when he first got started, thinking about that draft. I was there at the draft. Stoke, it was some tight moments there, you know, when the Chargers drafted him and Giants ended up trading him. My parents were dying. My dad, I mean, he literally was biting all his nails, and even I was nervous, like, what's going to happen? And Eli was just as calm and cool, and hey, you know, it'll all work out. And just a little thing like that, to me, told me that he was going to be able to handle playing in New York and being the quarterback there and all that comes with that and the media spotlight and having that bullseye on his back. He was going to be able to handle that. And so I just been proud of the way he's answered the bell every single Sunday. He's played hurt. He's, of course, led him to these two incredible championships, which are something will go down in history. But just the way he's handled himself, doing his interviews after games, after wins, after losses, being so involved in the community there in New York, all the things that I think – when you play quarterback, you're supposed to do, and he's done it for the right way for a long time.
Peyton, has it been hard for you at times over the years to just bite your tongue and hang back when conversation swirls around your brother? Because he's your brother. And for whatever reason, there's been some, you know, detractors in the Hall of Fame conversation. And I think we're all synced up here. I mean, if you're a 2-time Super Bowl MVP, you play for 16 years, you never miss a game, you're top 10 in the history of the sport, touchdowns, yards, all that, you go into the Hall of Fame. But for whatever reason, there's another side as detractors. Has it been hard for you at times to just not, like, for lack of a better term, just pop off?
Well, yeah, I mean, certainly I understand how it works. I think Eli understands how it works. That's part of playing in New York, as part of, you know, being in the number one media market. You're certainly there to be talked about, you know, and praised and certainly, you know, criticized as well. So I don't, it doesn't get me that worked up because most of the people talking about it, I just don't give them a lot of validity, I guess, just to be cold and honest. Not Stokely. I give Stokely's opinion a lot of validity and truth. But Cecil's. But you know, there's some others that I just don't really, you know, it's a lot of noise out there. And so look, you know, I mean, to me, there's this debate going forward, but that's not really what this is about. Eli doesn't talk about that. You know, this is the time to kind of look back and reflect. But you know, do I have strong opinions on that? I mean, is I was telling somebody, I mean, you're sitting around at the dinner table with some people, and they kind of say, hey, what have you been doing, you know, these past few years? And, you know, guys can talk about different things they're doing. And Eli can say, well, I don't know. I just, you know, me and Bart Starr and Joe Montana and Tom Brady and Terry Bradshaw, the only people ever to win more than two Super Bowl MVPs, that kind of ends the conversation. You don't really feel like talking about your, you know, big real estate deal that you just landed. It's sort of a, whatever the, I don't really know how to drop a mic. Nobody really taught me, but that's kind of a mic drop moment, I guess, wouldn't you say? So I have strong feelings on it, not really just as his brother, but just as an NFL quarterback. I mean, you know, certainly as his brother, you're going to say I'm biased or whatnot, but as an NFL quarterback, I'm pretty fair and diplomatic, I think. And so, you know, answering the bell, starting 230 consecutive games and being sixth in touchdowns and yards, I mean, there's more to it than what he just did in those incredible Super Bowl runs. But, you know, when you beat the two-headed monster, as I've always called it, when you beat Belichick and Brady, you know you have to score points to beat Tom Brady. You know you have to play against this great defensive mind, the best defensive mind in Bill Belichick. To do it twice, to do it in the Super Bowl, to do it on a two-minute drill at the end, you can't just move on from that right away. You have to spend a lot of time talking about that. And how they even got to those games is incredible. Beating Green Bay up there at Lambeau Field. I never won up there. That's a tough place to play. So anyway, I've enjoyed reflecting and looking back and just been really proud as his brother and very appreciative and respect as a quarterback.
Peyton, is there one moment or one game? Is it, you know, one of those Super Bowl games, that first one where they beat the undefeated Patriots? Is it, you know, maybe one of y'all's matchups where y'all played against each other? One moment that sticks out to you watching Eli that you're just like, that just sticks out?
Yeah, I mean, the games that he and I played against each other, so I think I told you, he and I didn't really enjoy those that much. I mean, they were, you know, I remember the media's like, when does the trash talking start? I'm like, I don't really know how to trash talk. My dad never really taught us how to do it. We're not very good at it. And plus, that's just not how we communicate. I mean, we kind of pull for each other. We have each other's backs. And so when you play against him, you want to win, certainly, but you want the best for your brother. But, you know, he and I were out there singing the national anthem before the game, and we're on the same yard line across from each other. That was a pretty cool moment, knowing that's your brother over there. But, yeah, certainly, look, when you're the first pick of the draft, you're going to a bad team. You're going to a team, like I said, that has earned that number one pick. The Colts had earned it when they picked me, and the Giants had earned it when they picked him. So it's not going to be rosy and easy right away. But you kind of handle those bumps and bruises, and you hope that turns into something worthwhile. And that's what happened. The Giants, it was tough early, but then just, you know, just right in his fourth season, they made this incredible playoff run and, you know, beat Dallas, the number one seed, and, you know, at home, go up to Green Bay, beat Favre. And when you put, it's more than just beating the Packers. When you beat them, you're beating Lombardi, you're beating Nitschke and all the mystique, and
yep.
You know, Coughlin's face is freezing off. You know, it's like negative 15 degrees, and to beat them in overtime, and then to go beat the Patriots. I was at that game in the Super Bowl, watching every minute of it, and just what always has impressed me. Everybody talks about that great escape and the helmet catch, but the fact that he went on and finished the drive. You know, if you just complete that pass to Tyree and you don't hit Smith for a third down a couple of plays later, you don't hit Burst for the touchdown, that plays, it's all for naught. I mean, Eli, I mean, stayed calm and cool in the moment. I mean, I'm up there hyperventilating, so is everybody else. Like, did you just see him get out of this mosh pit from Vrabel and Thomas and hits Tyree, you know, over Rodney Harrison, which is a matchup you take any day of the week, right? So a safety on a receiver, and Tyree simply chose to catch it off his helmet to give it a little more flair. He really didn't have to. He could have just got up and caught it with two hands, but he was kind of living in the moment. But Eli finished the drive. I mean, that just, I don't know, as a quarterback and his brother, that was about as good as it gets, just thinking about some of the times he and I had growing up and watching your brother take the team down to beat the undefeated team in the Super Bowl. That's about as good as it gets.
Peyton, you're 5 years older than Eli. Was there a moment that you look back upon where you realize that Eli was going to play in the National Football League?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I used to see him play once a year. You know, I'd go back and see him play once a year in high school. When I was in college on my bye week early on in the NFL, I'd go back to Ole Miss, see him play once a year. And every year I just see this growth and development. He was a year, you know, stronger. He was taller. His arm was stronger. He was more mature. So, you know, I think certainly, when I went to a couple of games in college, I saw him, you know, make a comeback to beat Alabama. I saw him beat Nick Saban and LSU in Death Valley, in person. Those are the kind of things that told me, okay, you know, he's gonna play at the next level for sure. And, he's gonna be an extremely, you know, high pick. And, you know, Ernie, of course, I think Ernie was at those same games and he just loved Eli. And to me, that's all it takes is one guy to love you. And the Giants just say, we want this guy. He's our guy. We know he can bring us championships. And that's what he did. And so, certainly I saw some things in college that told me he was going to be able to do it on the next level as well.
I mean, unbelievable career, obviously. And, you know, I saw it in high school. We would go to the Manning camp, and I was in college, and Eli was, he might not even been in high school then, a freshman or eighth grader, and you could just see it. You could see it then that he was going to be a really good quarterback. Now, who knew he was going to be, you know, number one overall pick, but you knew he was going to be a really good quarterback back then. And to see his development, to see where he ended up, really impressive, really impressive. Peyton, I got to ask you one thing, about the Denver Broncos, but before we let you go here, I know you're busy. You know, Drew Locke talked about, possibly meeting up with you this offseason and working with you a little bit there. You open to that? You receptive to that? Any phone calls yet, between you and Drew?
Yeah. I don't really like to, you know, give updates on, you know, who I'm talking to on the phone.
Nobody's listening right now. It's okay. You just,
yeah,
it's just us two.
But you know, Drew and I have talked about just kind of. He was kind of asking for my, you know, thoughts on the off season, kind of how I went about my off season training, and when do you start throwing, and you know, weightlifting and all that. And so we, I sort of you know, put my thoughts together, and we were kind of set to talk this week, but he's had his wisdom teeth taken out, you know, so. Kind of delayed that, Stokes. So, you know, okay. I don't know if that's breaking news that he had his wisdom teeth taken out.
But, I think it is.
There you have it. Don't say I didn't give you any scoop.
First time ever.
I think hopefully by today he'll be recovered and we can have that conversation. But yeah, like I said, knowing Drew from our football camp that you referenced to earlier, there's always kind of been a fraternity there of keeping up with those quarterbacks, whether they go play for other teams or, you know, go into business. It's sort of a fraternity there. But so I've enjoyed, you know, keeping up with Drew since he's been here and try to be there as a resource. Certainly he's got great coaches and, you know, people in his ear over there at the Broncos. But, try to be there like I would for any quarterback that has a question. And if I can help him, I'm certainly happy to try.
Peyton, we can't thank you enough for making time for us this morning, and we know the people around Denver, Colorado absolutely love to hear from you. So thanks for being gracious with your time.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, buddy.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.